This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's free. Podcast is there. This is a good time of year to be a part of the lawn service people because their phones are going to be ringing off the hook this morning with these temperatures going to drop. We've got a freeze
warning. Have you blown yours out yet?
They get blown out this afternoon.
They do?
3:30.
I thought you were going to try it yourself.
I did. My compressor doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't?
Yeah,
work.
No. And it was either get a new compressor or just call up Angela.
Do you remember when I did it and I was in the basement and you guys, it was like a cartoon scene. Like, I don't know what happened. I pulled the wrong valve and it literally shot me between the eyes for like, I just stood there in shock for a minute. And then I come upstairs, my
water
kids,
coming at your
my
face.
Kids like, Mom, just call somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, mine gets done later today.
Nice.
I think Carson said his gets done
today
too.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that the phones are going to be ringing off the hook. Like Justin over at Steel Bros, I talked to him last week and he said the first sign of cold weather that they get bombarded. We all progress.
I know.
Wait.
Oh, well, you
we all do.
Look at this. Guess what this is?
Water notice.
It says water shutoff notice.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
It won't freeze down because you don't have water.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out when I have to. I saw this on my door. I was like, what? Oh, I have till tomorrow.
Oh, you do?
October 30th.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine. See, it's fine.
All right. We have to take a break. But when we come back, I was just telling Jamie
a story.
Oh, my
God. This is so funny, you guys.
I'm on the phone yesterday with
Don't give it away.
I won't.
It's funny.
I'm on the phone yesterday with Bank of America credit card, right? And, man, did I get hosed.
Oh, my God, so bad.
I can't believe it.
A phone call couldn't go worse.
It really couldn't.
I never expected any bad news. It was all happy. Oh, it went horrible. Horrible.
So bad.
All right, we'll talk about it next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app. The reason I was texting last night, let me just explain this real quick here. And I didn't keep an eye on Frog. And I'm not really sure what he was doing, but I was really entrenched in football.
Yeah.
It's because Monday Night Football last night, it was the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. The Steelers were playing, I don't know, somebody. But Russell Wilson was the quarterback, our former quarterback, who we continue to pay to this day. Mega bucks. Jamie, he was on fire.
That's what the text said.
He looked like a world champion out there. And we pay this guy.
Do you think that he was just faking it when he was here?
Yes.
He's just like, I got so much money, I don't even have to try.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
I think he hates Elway.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let me get into this Bank of America story, okay? I was explaining this to Jamie off the air, if this had ever happened to her. But so yesterday, I called up Bank of America. I paid off a credit card. Now, if I'm on that Dave Ramsey show, you know, the financial guru, they'd be doing that hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah,
that
you paid
dance.
It off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the big shout out thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I felt good about it, man. It was like $2,000-$3,000, something like that. But I paid it off because I wanted to switch over to a rewards card.
Right.
I thought, man, I need to get, you know, some air miles or something from this, right? And even the lady on the line suggested it. So I go on, boom, give her the old bank number and pay it off. She cancels that card. We open up the old rewards card for me to get credit. Now, keep in mind, the old card, I had a $15,000 credit limit, okay?
Nice.
Now
good.
It's at zero. We're going to switch over. So we cancel this card. She says you have to do, you know, all the paperwork and stuff for the application, whatever, for the other card. So I do it. We wait 10 seconds. It's computing. Denied.
Declined.
I got denied. Declined. So
what?
Now picture this. Here I am. I just paid off a card that I've got $15,000 credit on.
Right.
Zero balance now. And I just got declined for the new one. So now I don't have a card at all.
So he wanted to get the upgrade card, and now he doesn't have the upgrade card or the startup card. You have no card.
This lady is baffled. She says it's never happened.
Oh, my God.
I've never had this to happen. You've got zero balance now.
Yeah.
And then you just got declined.
That doesn't make any sense because you're a good customer, right? You pay off your bill and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, man.
And timely payments because it's direct. It's direct. It's straight from the bank. So I've never missed a payment.
Well, maybe you're actually a bad client because they want the interest.
Yeah, they want people that don't pay it.
Look. I've been a client since 1989. Think about that. 35 years.
You're not making them any money, though.
No, Carson, you're missing it. I am making the money. I've been paying interest for 35 years.
Yeah, but you said you paid off every time, so that means they're not.
No. I carried a balance of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Gotcha.
I've never paid this card off.
Oh, okay.
Ever.
All right.
I've always paid them. You know, it comes straight out of the bank.
Right.
And it's a monthly payment. $400 every month, and about $150 of that's interest every month.
Gotcha.
And I've been doing that for 30 years, and they declined me.
So now he has no credit card.
I go. So I'm expecting this lady. I'm expecting her to grab a supervisor, right?
Yeah.
She goes, no, I can't do that. You're going to get a letter in the mail that tells you why you're declined. And then we could start over on the process.
And what's interesting is that this is a Bank of America Visa or something?
Yeah, it's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard? Yeah. So, and then they see that you're a Bank of America customer, right?
Yes.
So the whole thing is whacked.
Yes, they see everything.
So they know what kind of like money you have in the bank to pay it off and all that stuff. That's weird.
It's unbelievable. And not only that, you give, you know, all the particulars of your salary and everything. And I'll be honest with you, I don't owe anything else. I have no car payment. I have nothing. The only thing I have is like doctors and your electricity and things like that and a mortgage. That's it.
Right.
I got no other bills. Got none.
Well, if it makes you feel better, okay, I'll make you feel better. So I have the American Express Platinum, which is kind of hard to get, right?
Oh, I could get it.
It's the nice heavy card. It's metal.
Yeah, it's a heavy duty
real
card.
Real nice. Yeah. But it is like $650 a year to have it. But I applied for the Southwest credit card. Declined.
That makes no sense whatsoever.
I did the one where the flight attendant hands you the
and then you fill out the form.
Right, and then you get 10,000 extra miles because you did it on the airplane or whatever, you know? And she gets like $5 or something. I don't know how it works. But anyway, I got a notice from the one that I filled out on the airplane that I was declined for a Southwest credit card.
I hear you. And yesterday, this lady, to make matters worse, I mean, before I get declined, okay, when we were applying for this rewards card, she's going through all the ways coming with the holiday season coming up on how I'm going to get such a kickback. They got a $500 offer where if you spend like $1,500 in the first 90 days, you get $500 back.
How long were you on the phone with her?
Over an hour.
Oh my God.
It was over an hour. Yeah.
And she was giving you sales pitches for every single card.
Oh, she was telling me what the rewards give you. And this is all before being declined. So I'm hearing all this thinking, oh man, all this is. This is my lucky day. All this stuff's instead. When I get declined, that means I just lost $15,000 in credit.
Now, can she reinstate the old card?
She doesn't know. She's never done this before, she said. But according to her, once a card is canceled, it's canceled.
Yeah.
But they're going to try to reinstate the old card. Now that I'm declined on the rewards. So I'm kind of screwed. I don't have a card now. I'm done. I went from having a card with $15,000 credit and a $2,000 balance, paying it off to zero. To nothing.
And now your wife will control you because she's the only one that has a credit card.
I didn't even tell her.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
I was so embarrassed. I felt like such a loser.
So now you have to pay for everything with cash?
Declined.
A debit card? You only have you can't, because at one point in my life, I only had a debit card, too, and you can't get a rental car on it.
You can't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. No, all I have is a debit card.
Yeah,
now.
That's what I mean.
I have nothing. I have nothing in my name.
I think Enterprise will let you use a debit card, but Avis and
if
all those.
If you use a debit card, you have to put down like a giant security deposit.
Yeah, but it's only but Avis simply will not.
Oh, really?
I had to take the shuttle over to Enterprise.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So they won't. Yeah. I was like, what? And she's like, I'm sorry, we don't take debit cards there.
This lady was so apologetic. She goes, oh my God, I've never seen anything like this. I feel so bad for you. I should have never canceled that first card. No crap, Sherlock. Hello, you got one job. You screwed me. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ. Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Cold weather on the way, they say. Going to be a freeze warning for tomorrow night. Not tonight, but tomorrow night. Going to get really cold.
I feel like they changed it. I feel like it was going to be Tuesday, and then they changed it. Now it's Wednesday to Thursday. I don't know what the hell is going on. It's crazy.
Could be. It's going to get cold, though. Maybe a little bit of moisture, too. We could certainly use it.
Yeah, we could.
Spadil brought me some audio this morning. Now, I've not listened to it.
Yeah.
How'd you describe it? A little girl talking about her mom pooping?
Oh, yeah. I saw that last week.
You did see it?
Yeah.
So, I don't know what this is.
So it's two little boys and a little girl, and they asked her to come play, and she's basically like saying, well, I don't know. My mom's inside. She's pooping a lot because she has to have a colonoscopy. But a lot of it you're not even going to be able to understand.
It is kind of
because they had to do a closed caption for it.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Spadil, is that true?
I didn't see the closed caption video. I thought it was a little easy to
Well, the little boy that says, I'm sorry, but I can't stop laughing. You're not going to be able to really hear that part.
Okay, here it is. Okay. We'll stop it if you can't hear it.
One of them is home, but she's going to poop like crazy, okay? No, I'm not. Stop. It's not funny. She has to get surgery when it's over. It's not funny at all.
So you can't play?
Well, I can ask.
Okay, she already started. Well, I can't stop Latin.
She started already. Oh, it's bad.
I can't stop. That's fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, it's bad.
All right, Spadil. There you go, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Played it for you. Thanks, there you go. There's a story this morning out of Evergreen. Did you see that Airbnb that was destroyed?
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
How many people were in the house?
I honestly,
did they say?
You know what? I only read the headline, so I have no information for you.
Evergreen. I saw the house. Now, it's not a mansion, but it's one of those nice mountain homes. It really is nice. And I guess a group of people went in there and just completely destroyed this place.
Yeah, and she's had it for a while, I guess, and she's been an Airbnb person for a while. Man, that sucks.
Man, you're rolling the dice when you're Airbnb owner, aren't you?
I don't know.
They're looking at criminal charges for this thing, yeah?
Yeah. Right,
here's the audio.
Bought it in 2021.
And since then, Martiz has chosen to rent the Evergreen home out for visitors when she isn't staying there. This weekend, a renter checked in to stay from Saturday to Sunday. Martiz says she heard them talking on a security camera, hearing a much larger group than she expected.
I just had a feeling in my gut that it wasn't going to be good.
When she got to the home after they left, walking up the stairs to the front door left her speechless.
There was alcohol everywhere. We probably put away easily 300, 400 bottles.
Whoa. Trash everywhere. Her furniture stacked in one room, she believes to make room for a rave in her living room. And alcohol wasn't the only substance left behind.
Small bags with a pink powder in it.
The smell of cigarettes still lingers a day later. Cigarette butts even thrown into a tree outside.
We have signs all over the house that no smoking is allowed.
And the gum everywhere you step.
I mean, I've never seen so much gum in my life. So we scrape gum from my kitchen, from the living room. We have to change the entire carpet.
Martiz says her Airbnb listing only allows for a handful of people to stay there at a time. The Clear Creek County Sheriff estimates 80 to 100 people were there.
I just feel so disrespected, so violated.
Holy cow!
Wow. But kind of like, what was she thinking? You're not supposed to do it for one night. Saturday to Sunday tells you that's a party.
Yeah.
I don't know the rules.
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, that's why, like, when you do a regular Airbnb, they make you get it for at least 3 days.
And I bet you she even got a notification from Airbnb that was like, hey,
this is only one night. Yeah.
You might want to put a flag on this.
Yeah.
And not only that, when I see the camera and I've got questions, I call the police, don't I, and send them over there to see what the hell's going on at my house.
You would think.
Yeah,
you would
why not?
Think.
Because the rules on Airbnb is that there are no parties allowed.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially this close. I mean, this was Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
So a lot of people threw their parties this weekend to party for Halloween.
Yeah, so I bet it was a Halloween
party. Is that when it happened?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday.
It was just
Sunday.
Past Saturday?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Man, oh man, did
I
they
bet it was a Halloween party.
Yeah.
They stacked up all the furniture in one room.
But I mean, honestly, what was she thinking? It's Halloween weekend.
I don't know.
It's kind of on her.
I mean, I'm not blaming her. I'm just saying that's a huge red flag. I want a house for one night.
One of the TV stations this morning said they're looking to file criminal charges against these people. Good luck with that if it's 80 to 100 people.
Well, and doesn't she have in all her fine print, you know, like if you damage this, damage that, they'll put it on your credit cards?
You'd think.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Wow. That's not good.
Tabloid trash.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll do it next.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said it's not true, Jamie, that you can't get it for one night. We do it all the time for soccer tournaments. I just know when I've tried to do it for one night, the people that I have liked their houses, they put a block on one night.
But yeah, it's probably the person that owns the house who makes the call.
Yeah,
so
this
lady just didn't realize it, I guess.
Yeah. So
maybe it's never happened to her. She just never seen that, you know.
Well, you just don't think it'll happen.
One night.
Yeah, you just don't think it'll happen to you, right? Yeah. Noah Khan says that somebody stole his credit card and they bought 15 hot dogs.
Hey guys, it's Noah. I was in LaGuardia Airport today and somebody stole my wallet and is currently flying with it to Louisville, Kentucky. I hope you're having a nice flight. I hope they have those little olives that they have in the bag that are somehow cold, even though they've been in a closet all day. All good. They took the wallet. I just want you to know a couple things about it. So like most people, I keep money in my wallet, but unlike most people, I take all my into my wallet. So if you've held the wallet today, there is a 95% chance you have my disgusting hemorrhoidal poop all over your hands.
Oh, my.
I'm assuming you've touched your mouth. You've eaten my today. So just want to make sure you knew that. You know, there's about $500 total. Spotify pays about 0.04 cents a stream. So you're eating my poop and you have no money. If you want to return it to me, I would love my wallet.
What's going on today? Do we have like a theme? Credit cards and poop?
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah. So he wrote, the guy who took my wallet went to a Kentucky football game last night and he bought 15 overpriced hot dogs. He said, come on, dog. We got to be collaborative in our spending. Check with me first. So yeah, I don't know why he didn't just shut it off, but whatever. Anyway, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Oh, you guys, I did watch The Voice. I'm back into The Voice again. I like it again. I was out for a little bit and then I'm back in because, you know, like when I fold laundry, I'm like, what am I going to watch? So I watched The Voice and, man, there are a lot of bigger girls this year.
Contestants?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, just...
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so...
I feel like processed food are our enemy, I think.
Yeah.
But now that I've lost weight, I'm a judger, and so I keep thinking, like, oh, my God, if you just took Ozempic. That's what I keep thinking. And there's big guys, too. And I'm like, oh, my... Because it just seems like it's such an easy fix now for me, because, you know, I don't do anything but take a shot. And so I literally want to walk up to people now and just shoot them up. Is that wrong?
Yeah. Probably.
Just give them a shot against our will.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a drug that you didn't ask for.
Yeah, I don't know.
There might be a problem with that.
I don't know. I want to go up and just shoot people up with it and go like, you get a shot, and you get a shot, and you get a shot. Like, this stuff is a miracle. Anyway.
Now, because you saw these big girls on the program, it brought you back to it?
Yeah, it did. It reminded me of not liking myself and not liking my weight and
not
stuff.
Not feeling comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is an easy fix. I'm sure that you feel uncomfortable on stage and insecure, you know, because of your... Because, I mean, look, we're girls. We love fashion and all that stuff. And when it doesn't fit right or it's tight or you look frumpy in it, you're sad. I mean, you just don't even want to go anywhere. You're like, oh, my God. And then when you finally start taking the shot, you're like, oh, that's right, I'm hot.
Man, women are so different.
Well, I don't.
The guys.
I don't know. These two yahoos pretty much are gym rats. I feel like if they got heavy, they'd be upset.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think they would, but I don't think they'd watch a TV show just to see fat people.
Why
to make
not?
Themselves watch feel better.
No, I think you missed the whole point. I never said that.
Well, that's what it sounded like.
No, that wasn't it. Anyway, Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll recently played a show in Little Rock, Arkansas. And while he was in town, he invited anybody and everybody to have Gus's Chicken. Here is the audio.
When I first started coming to Little Rock, Arkansas, I played a place called Sticky's Chicken Shack. It had 200 people. I sold it out. I was so proud. The next time I came, I played a place called The Rev Room. Right next to it's a place called Gus's Chicken. We ate Gus's Chicken every time we played The Rev Room. I played that place 10 times. If you come to Gus's Chicken in Little Rock, Arkansas today, the food is on me, baby. Come get you a meal. This one's on me to honor our sold-out show at Simmons Bank Arena. To all y'all artists playing Sticky's and playing The Rev Room, dude, I played Sticky's 10 times. I played The Rev Room 20 times. Keep playing, baby. Keep playing, baby.
Keep playing.
Keep on.
I think he spent like $19,000, it said.
Have you ever had Gus's?
I have not.
It is delicious. It's good stuff.
One of my friends just texted me, I really need that shot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a miracle. It's just a miracle. All right, Giselle. Everybody's talking about this. Giselle Bundchen is pregnant with baby number 3 at 44 years old. Giselle Bundchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife, is pregnant and expecting her first child with that jujitsu guy. I guess they're officially a couple, huh?
Yeah. It looks that way.
Yeah. I guess they've been dating since June 2023, and this will be her third child and his first. She's been divorced, which we were talking about this earlier. It's kind of shocking. She's already been divorced 2 years, although it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
Literally, it just feels like it happened 6 months ago.
Yeah. Boy.
I do know, with her financial status compared to his, I mean, he's jujitsu, okay? So, man, oh, man, he's done it right.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. But she did, like, she tweeted out, like, or not tweet, I don't know what, she did Instagram or something, and she's like, you know, thank you so much for giving me power. I think it's important for every woman to learn self-defense, and I feel like, this is just between you and I.
Yeah.
I feel like they were having an affair, maybe.
I think that's been rumored.
Has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several times.
I feel like there's no way they didn't.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he was on the road playing football.
Yeah.
You know, and
he was gone a lot.
And she literally was doing these jiu-jitsu lessons prior to the divorce. So something was going on.
Everybody's like, oh my God, you're fat shaming. No, I'm just telling you, I used to be like that. I'm like your Lizzo, you know, where you're like, oh my God, I'm happy. Oh, I'm going back to the voice. I'm happy that I could lose the weight, and I pretended to be happy when I was chunky, but I wasn't happy when I was chunky. So I'm your Denver Lizzo.
That's a tagline right there. Denver Lizzo.
I don't know if I want to be that.
Self-proclaimed.
Okay, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday. Only a couple of days away from the trick-or-treating. Neighborhoods are going to be packed. Be sure and be careful out there when you're driving around. And, man, the temperatures are going to drop, too, just in time for Halloween.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.